What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with my lovely co-host, Em.
Hello.
And here we are, episode either 18 19. Or it's 21, possibly 30. Who knows at this
it's
point?
It's episode 19.
You know what? We're on episode 100. Let's celebrate episode 100.
It's episode 19. You know this.
I don't know that. I don't know that. I didn't go count after your...
I did count.
Yeah, but that was a fake count.
It was a real count.
I demand a recount.
How do you fake count?
I demand a recount.
A recount? Okay.
No. I'm going to recount myself, personally. I don't need you to recount. Anyway, so what's been going on, Em? What's going on with you?
What's going on with me?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with me is the joke of the day.
No. We're really going to keep this up.
Yes.
And I'm not even kidding. She doesn't even tell me she's going to do this. So I have no idea what these jokes are or what. Okay, Em, no joke of the day yet. You know what we got to do first?
What? Hit the D-pad?
No D-pad. Tell the people where they can find us.
Oh. Okay, so...
You really don't know, do you? Audio Oddity Podcast across all platforms. You can also
Except
reach us
for Twitter.
I thought we weren't talking about the Twitter anymore, remember?
Okay, then not the what Twitter?
Audio Oddity Podcast across all platforms. Or you can send us an email at audioodditypodcast@gmail.com. So with that said, I'm gonna let her get on with her joke of the day so we can get that out the way. What is your joke of the day, Em? You don't even have your joke of the day ready.
I do.
You?
I do.
You do not. She don't have her joke of the day ready. I'm gonna skip the joke
of
the day.
I do.
Okay, what's your joke of the day? What is it?
Why does a farmer win an award? He was outstanding in his field.
You butchered that one.
Yeah, I couldn't get the last word right.
He was outstanding in his field. First of all, that's not even funny.
It's hilarious. I didn't even laugh at that one.
That's extremely corny.
Whatever. I didn't even get the joke. What's the joke?
His field, the field he farms in, he was outstanding in his field. Cause farmers.
Oh, bro! Wait, that's kind of smart.
All right, moving along.
Wait, I got another one.
No.
What kind of music do planets like? Neptunes. There you go. That made up for that one. That one's hilarious.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us.
Stop.
This has been Audio Oddity.
It's not bad. What do you mean? My jokes are so funny.
All right. Let's move right into it. Em, first topic of the day is so. Em, this week, right? They announced that I think her name's Eloy. I don't know how you say it, but the main character, Horizon Zero Dawn, was going to be joining Fortnite. Correct. So
yes.
My question to you is. Do you think, and they also had, main character from God of War, he joined, it's been a few, two
I've
people.
Actually never, I don't dabble in Fortnite, so.
I know, but I'm just, okay, as people, we're speaking, I don't dabble in Fortnite either, but as people that don't
I
dabble.
I see you every night playing Fortnite, I don't know what
you. Why y'all put my business in the street?
He plays at Fortnite every single night.
That's right.
I wake up, he's playing Fortnite. Yeah.
Okay, if you want to play with me, hit me up at TheBro267, you know?
Okay, that's true.
No, that's totally
doesn't
fake.
Play Fortnite.
I did not play Fortnite. But as non-Fortnite players, as we are, do you think that when you hear about, because you hear about, I'm sure you heard about some of even your characters that you played in video games or whatever, coming to Fortnite or, you know, or even like the Marvel deal where they had like all the Marvel superheroes coming to Fortnite. Does that cheapen your fandom? Like, do you look at like, oh, why are they doing that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want my character in Fortnite.
Does that cheapen my fandom? Well, if I saw a character I liked in Fortnite, yeah. Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't like Fortnite. I just feel like it's a home breeding ground.
Do
for
you
like,
judge that character, you know?
Yes, because, I mean, like, not in a mean way. That sounds super mean to say. I don't think it really matters in the end, but, like, it's Fortnite. No one's like, ooh, that character was so bad. He's in Fortnite. Like, what?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I just, to me, it doesn't. I mean, Fortnite at this point, to me, is, like, its own animal. You know what I mean? It's, like, its own thing.
It is its own thing.
But you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. Like, okay, they put in a Horizon Zero Dawn girl in there, right? Like, I don't even. It seemed like that's two different characters to me, from her in the game to her.
I don't
in
even know
Horizon
where,
Zero Dawn.
Who that is. To be
Look
honest.
It up. Her name is like Aloy, I think it is. I think that's it.
Aloy?
Yeah, she's in Horizon Zero Dawn. I haven't got around. It's been on my hard drive forever, but I haven't got around to playing Horizon Zero Dawn. I guess I need to. But, I was just wondering because they have, yeah, Aloy. Aloy.
Aloy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of slow sometimes. Aloy.
Yeah, but when they put like the Marvel characters, and I love the Marvel characters and all that, I didn't look at it like the Marvel characters. It was like,
she's cool.
Yeah, it was like, okay, these are Fortnite Marvel characters, you know?
Like, yeah, I know.
Like it's. It wasn't like I was Wolverine.
Wasn't the
like,
same.
Yeah, like Wolverine running around didn't make me think like, oh, I thought Wolverine was a badass. Look at him. He's in Fortnite, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
I separate the two things. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if I saw like a character.
I should have got a Fortnite person on the show. We know like your brothers and stuff. We should have had them to like see their views
actually,
on.
Actually, Fortnite is actually.
Oh, Lord. Don't start. Yeah, my son, he has his own views on Fortnite. He has his own views on everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of, did I tell you what he told me about?
What?
For his birthday, you remember he asked for the OnePlus phone? Not the iPhone. He said, I want a OnePlus phone, remember? So, I got him.
Why?
I got him the OnePlus phone for his birthday, right? So, we were standing there and we're talking and his mom goes, hey, did you get him a case? And I go, no, I think he likes the show off the one plus sign on the back of it. You know, I think
what?
That's his thing. Yeah, I thought that was a thing. He goes, actually, I like the phone for the well-built precision, not just the one on the back. And I just stared at him. And it was so funny. He says all this as the same person who said this had his shirt on inside out.
That
yeah,
exactly
that's
right.
Why I stared at him. Like, yeah, I don't get you. You're
like
either
what?
Incredibly. He's either a genius or a complete idiot. I don't know. I still haven't decided. He's 10 and I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway, that was a side note.
I feel like everyone wants iPhones. I think that's something he would say, but.
He doesn't want an iPhone. He wants a OnePlus phone.
A OnePlus phone.
Yeah, OnePlus phone. Anyways, okay. But anyways, back to it. So yeah, I think I tend to separate the two of from Fortnite characters of my favorite things to the actual character of their own thing. I don't look at it like that's, you know, oh, that's Wolverine. Actual Wolverine's in Fortnite. I look at it like, okay, you know,
Wolverine's
that's the Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Yeah, that's the Fortnite Wolverine.
Yeah, it's like separate you know? The two. I don't think it makes it look bad, but it doesn't necessarily make it look good.
No. I mean, if you play Fortnite, I guess you love all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like all these different characters running around and all that.
I mean, yeah, I guess it just gives you more like diversity.
Yeah, you know. So I guess it all works out. I suppose. I don't know, but I was just wondering about that. That came up to my mind when I read that story, and I jotted it down and. I was just wondering what you thought. Let's just keep with it. We'll keep with the trend of battle royals. This week, Apex Legends. I know you never even heard of Apex Legends.
I've heard of it, but I've never played it.
Never played it. I watched it being played a few times. It's not. It's you know, it's a battle royal like Fortnite, but I think it's more.
Dark
it's not as kiddie.
Fantasy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Dark
or
fantasy.
It's not as kiddie as Fortnite to me. I don't know. And Fortnite, you know, far as I know, it cannot be kiddie at all.
Fortnite is kind of, I mean,
I don't know. It just seems real cartoonish to me.
I think what makes a game kiddie is how many, like,
kids play it.
Yeah, kids play it.
Seems like it's a lot of little kids playing Fortnite. But anyways, so Apex Legend, they hit 100 million players this week, which is huge because, like, you don't hear a lot about, like, and maybe it's just me and, you know, because I don't play Apex, but I don't hear about it like I hear about Fortnite. And they hit 100 million players, active players. That's crazy. That's a lot of people playing Apex Legends. And then it made me think, I wonder how many people playing Fortnite. If Apex Legends hit 100 million. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's good for them. I applaud Apex. My stepson Carter plays Apex. He seems to like it.
He plays Apex?
Yeah, Carter plays Apex. Yeah, yeah, he does. I got a couple other, my friend, my childhood friend, he plays Apex. So, but, you know, even them, you don't hear him talk about, like, Carter's never came to me and asked me for Apex Bucks or whatever they call.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they call their money.
I think it's whatever is popular. Apex is popular.
I've been hit up for V-Bucks constantly, but not, hey, you got those Apex Bucks? Or I don't know what they call their money, but whatever they call their money. I never been, so I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Even know if, like, there is currency. I mean, I'm sure there
I'm sure they got currency in there. But I didn't realize that they were that big and they had that big of a fan base. So, congrats to
Apex.
Yeah, Apex. Good job, I guess. Remember what button my applause was, I would hit it, but I don't remember.
It's actually the A.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not sure about that. I'm not gonna hit it.
The A.
I'm not gonna hit it. Then it's like
the A.
It's like the womp womp.
It's the A.
No,
come on, it's
you.
The A.
I don't
trust
you.
Trust me.
Knowing
trust
you,
me.
It's gonna be the.
No, trust me. It's the A. Trust me. No. We're not leaving this until you trust me and do it.
Okay. All right. Applause for Apex. Let's try this again. Oh, it's not the A. Look at that.
We got music.
How you even cut this off now? That was like segue music.
Oh, I thought it was B. Was. Okay, it must be B.
No. We're done with that.
Honestly, I was gonna say if it's A, then I had no idea.
I'm not trusting you anymore. That's why you're not allowed to have a soundboard now.
I don't know what you mean. I think the soundboard was great for me.
Alright. Moving right along. So now let's get to a rock review. I'm gonna insert music right here one day.
Hit the A.
No, I'm not doing that. That won't be my A pad, please. That won't be my rock review music.
Oh wait, I think that's really good. I think that's music. You can play that. The rock review.
And we're off the rails.
Okay. That's
where it goes. All right, so I'm gonna rock review this week is Outriders. So last week we gave our impressions of Outriders. I've been playing more and I think I'm ready to talk about it in full. So, Outriders is like a games as a service that's not a games as a service. It's, you know, like I described it before, you know, everybody's, you know, it's kind of like if you like Gears, you're going to like Outriders, and I like Gears. And it holds similarities to Gears of War. The difficulty of the game, you know, like you say, it varies, you know, like I think on the last one we were talking about how me and him were getting beat pretty bad in it, but you know, I got a little better and I'm able to get through some parts. Me and him haven't played together. I think you played with one of your friends, huh?
Yeah, I played with one of my friends and they're way ahead. They're like level 17.
Yeah, like I've been playing solo, pure solo, and I'm like level, I think I'm on maybe 8 now or something, maybe. And
I'm on level 9.
Oh, you're level 9, yeah. See, yeah, but you had help. Lucky, you've been leveling up your guy. Probably got some cool guns. I'm still
cool
running
guns,
around.
I make 11 damage.
11 damage? A holy 11
max.
Damage?
That's max.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at. I think that gun I picked up is like, it's like 11, occasional 12.
I don't think I'm picking up the guns. I think I'm not picking up any loot, which is really bad.
Yeah, you got to pick the loot up. You got to pick the loot up. It's a looter shooter. That's what they call these things, looter shooters, you know. You shoot, kill the thing drops loot, you pick it up, and then you keep going. That's just what, you know, that's how you do it. So you have to pick up the weapons, then. Like, you're not gonna get far if you don't pick up weapons.
I mean, I pick up weapons. I just don't pick up.
You're probably on a high level boss, hitting him when you're getting fives and sixes.
I know, I'm getting 11s and like 11s and 10s.
Yeah, that's not gonna do it. You gotta.
That's my hit points.
That's okay. Your hit points. Yeah, no, it's not gonna do it. So yeah, and so the game, it's a typical looter shooter. I mean, for what it's worth, it's good. It came out at a really good time when there's really,
looter shooter.
Yeah, you shoot, you loot. When it's really like, it came out a good time when it's really like nothing else. I know me personally, there's nothing else really going on that I want to play. Like,
actually, there is a game that I have been playing.
Well, we'll get to that in the next segment. But right now, we're talking Outriders. So it came out a really good time. Seemed like the world is really involved in it. No, I'm not ready for it at all. So it seems like the world's really involved with it right now.
I think people actually think decent of it.
The things I don't like about the game, the story, like, I don't even get it. Like, I don't know what's going on.
We're fighting a war. Yeah, we're securing areas for our commander. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just not deep enough into it, but I just don't care. I just want to get back out, shoot.
I have a question. For when you played Walking Dead, did you care more about that story than you did Outriders?
Well, yeah, because I had to make decisions in that story.
Yes, you make decisions now.
I think it's the long cutscenes. The really long cutscenes.
It's fun. I like that.
They do a cutscene for like walking through a door. Like, come on, I don't need a cutscene for that. Like,
yeah, Saints Row.
Yeah,
not Saints
Row. Saints Row. What? Saints Where'd Row. You get Saints Row from?
No, I was thinking about long cutscenes of like, yeah, Saints Row.
But no, like really, like just long cutscenes for just nothing. Like, and then blah blah blah. Okay, I'm gonna skip this. Back to shooting.
Yeah, at least gives you an option. Like.
Yeah, at least they let you skip it. So, on my final review of it, I have not completed the game. I have not completed. Will I complete the game? Possibly, maybe.
Possibly, that's
maybe. I really want to play with some people. I think maybe I say that. Then somebody invites me to play. I'm like, nah, I'm busy. I got something to do. I'm good. But I think I will complete the game. Probably after nobody else cares about it, I'll complete the game one day. And
how long did it take you to complete? Like, it took you a year to complete Red Dead Redemption.
Try like two. I had the game forever. But I'm gonna go ahead right now and give it 3 rocks. 3 out of 5 rocks right now. Yeah, 3 out of 5 rocks. It's a lot. That story could have been a little. They could have tightened that story up a little more.
My rock review. Actually, I give it.
You can't do a rock review. You have to call it something else. Okay, then I give
it 3.5.
Really?
Headphones.
What is that?
It's my thing.
Well, what is it called? What is
sorry,
that called?
Are you saying this is a one-person podcast? Do you want me to leave? Because I'll leave.
This is exclusive. Rock Review is exclusive to Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Is that why it's named Rock Review?
Yes, that would be correct.
Wait, really? Yes. I didn't know
so
that.
So, what would you call yours?
M Reviews. It gets 3.5 M's.
I think I'm gonna sue you for some type of copyright infringement. I think I'm gonna have to look. I'm gonna have to check with my lawyer after this. But anyways, so that's what I give it. That's what it gives on a Rock Review. That's my final review of it. I forgot what IGN gave it. Maybe a 7. I don't remember. I can look it up real quick.
I never trust IGN.
I do sometimes. I mean, they're pretty spot on with me sometimes. Like,
sometimes
you know,
they're like, yeah, that makes sense. And then other times they're like, where did you miss that?
Well, no, you got to think about, like, they have different people reviewing it, too. So, like, they don't, it ain't the same people reviewing the same person reviewing everything.
That was a really big yawn. I know, but, like, still.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, so either you agree with the person reviewing it, y'all could have different video game tastes. They gave it a 7. Whoever reviewed it gave it a 7. So, that's about right. 7 out of 10. That's about equal to what I gave it at 3. So that's about right.
Okay.
So there you have it, Outriders. I will continue to play. Hopefully, more people will get into Outriders. I'm not saying they don't have a lot of people playing now, but I just know not everybody has Game Pass.
I mean, there's so many people playing that the servers crash. So.
Well, they fixed the server issues. I haven't had any crashes lately, so that's awesome. So hopefully more people get into it as they buy it. I know a few people right off the top of my head that told me that they haven't played it because they don't have Game Pass. They only have a PlayStation or whatever, and You know, they're going to go buy it, or they're going to go, you know, go pick it up because of those reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's cool. So that's Outriders. All right, then. Let's move right into what you've been watching and what you've been playing.
Okay. Me? Is it me?
It's on you.
Okay. So I've been I have a couple of things that I've been doing. So first off, I've been playing Subnautica. I'm pretty sure everyone has, like, at least played Subnautica once.
Please explain to people what Subnautica is.
I'm going to read it right from the definition. Subnautica is an open-world survival action-adventure video game developed and published by Unknown Worlds Entertainment. It's basically exploring the ocean and a new planet where your ship crashed, and yeah, that's basically it. I'm pretty sure once in your life you played Subnautica. Like, I don't know anyone who hasn't really played it, like, once, you know?
I bet you I can find a bunch of people that haven't. I never played Subnautica.
Yeah, but you don't count, because you're, like, a loser, so.
Oh, wow. Wow, we went there. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, that's my reason. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Subnautica. I've been playing Subnautica, and what I've been watching is Strawberry Panic and also Fairy Tail. There you go.
Strawberry Panic. We all know what Fairy Tail. Well, not we all, but if you follow anime, you know what Fairy Tail is.
Why I'm rewatching it is because.
No. I didn't ask that. I asked what's Strawberry Panic.
Okay, thank you for asking. Why I'm rewatching Strawberry?
Nobody Fairy asked Tale. Nothing about Fairy Tale.
Okay, so I'm rewatching Fairy Tales because I got very far.
What's up with that Strawberry Panic?
So, I'm rewatching Fairy Tale because first off, I got really far in the series. Like, I got to like episode 200 something, and I got I think there's 200 episodes. I don't know. I got really far in the series. And I just stopped, and because I lost my episode once, and I was like, you know what, this doesn't matter anymore. I used to spend all night watching it because it was such a good show, or at least I thought it was good. I don't know, like, or at least kid me thought it was good. I don't know, maybe I'll rewatch it and be like, this is trash. There's nothing good about this. But I don't know. My opinions might change like later down the line. But Strawberry Panic is. I have notes, people.
Oh, here we go.
It was released in 2006. It was a romance anime. That's pretty simple to understand. It's about a girl who goes to an online school, an all-girl school or academy, and it's a romance anime, but later it branches off to other girls and their romances and relationships, and that's basically it. It's very old. Okay, it did not age well in the art department. It did not.
So age. The art style is kind of outdated.
Wonky, yeah.
Okay.
Their hair is very straggly.
But does the story save the art design?
No.
Okay. So you're saying anime is horrible all over?
It's not horrible, but like it's not very good. I mean, like. If someone went up to me and tried to kiss me, I'd be like...
So how many headphones would you give that on the review?
To be honest, I'm enjoying it because I think it's very old.
No.
Okay. So, like, 2 headphones.
Okay. I was joking, but okay.
2 headphones.
So it's not good.
It's not great.
Are you going to continue it?
Yeah.
How many episodes is it?
26, I'm pretty sure.
So what, she's on an online school?
No, online school. It was an all-girls academy.
Oh, all-girls academy. I was going to say, 2006 online school? Anime's ahead of its time.
I also tried the Ego Proxy.
Oh, yeah.
I
watched that one. That was pretty good. It's too slow for you, huh?
It's got very like halfway sleepy. Through the...
You gotta, if you can stay awake, it's a good story. But man, this just the whole mood of the anime just puts you right to sleep. It's like, it puts you right to sleep. So, all girls school, and she's what? She falls in love or something?
Yeah, she falls in love with another girl, or apparently I forgot what it was called, but some higher girl in the same grade as her, or not in the same, I think it's, it's like a fourth year, but they call it something weird, like a sixth year. I don't know. They call it something weird. But yeah, it's, yeah, she just falls in love with another. It's girls falling in love with girls and like all around.
Okay.
So yeah, it, I'm pretty sure it branches off. Like I said, it branches off to other stories.
So it's like
about
a
other girls.
LGBT type anime?
It's just
or?
A love. It's just a, like a romance anime. I don't know.
I mean, 2006, yeah, I think not too many people were making lesbian animes that weren't like not kid friendly.
Yeah,
know?
I know.
So, so that's what I'm saying. Like, that's fascinating there.
Yeah, I know. I was confused. It was like, okay, it was something that I realized I didn't really. I was like, I want to find some old anime, but it has to be a like I was bored and I wanted to watch a romance, so I looked for a romance and I only found.
I mean, we're talking what, 20 years? Damn, maybe like 20 years old.
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. 2006.
Six. 16 would be 10.
10.
Yeah, four more, be 20.
Yeah, it's an.
So
old
we're in 21. That's five more. So. Yeah. Oh, 15.
I think the anime is pretty
years?
Weird. I don't know, like because of like some of the interactions between the characters, and just the like the way they treat each other. Yeah.
Fascinating.
Fascinating, really.
What a poor art style.
Poor art style, absolutely.
So a 15-year-old lesbian anime. Where do you even find this?
Tubi.
Oh, okay. Tubi. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your 15-year-old lesbian anime. And what else you been watching? Or that's it?
That's it.
Yeah, I think that will probably keep you wrapped up fully in all your time. Yeah.
Yeah. At least I did stuff this week. I wasn't doing anything last week.
This is true. And you know what? I'm very proud of you for taking notes, you know? I know that's hard for you.
I did very take hard notes. For you to I did notes. Write down dates and didn't...
Yeah,
I did that.
I know you gave like good information about that anime. So now, if somebody went out there was looking for a poorly art styled lesbian anime, check out Strawberry
Panic.
Strawberry Panic. What's the panic part? You know what? A few animes have panic in it. Full Metal Panic. It's another one too.
What does panic even mean?
I don't
Why
know.
Does it translate
I don't know. Why does it translate to panic? I wonder what that means in a. Like in Japanese or whatever. Or what does it translate over to? I don't know.
Maybe it means... I don't know.
Yeah, I doubt it means panic in the way we're thinking of, though.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make much sense. Oh, well, anyway. So, what I've been watching, what I've been playing. Well, as I mentioned before, I've been playing Outriders, of course. You know, we just... What are you doing? I can hear all that in my microphone. She's like scratching her head all year.
I'm bored.
I hear all that in my headphones.
Well, I'm not bored, but I'm
jeez,
like...
Jeez, I'm bored. Do I bore you? Maybe this will be a one-person podcast. Am, you're fired on air.
No, I was just like... Scratch. I was like...
You can hear all that.
I didn't
like,
realize...
You can hear the table. I hear the table. I hear the scratching. I can hear all that in my headphones. Okay, anyway. So, yeah, Outriders, of course.
Oh, you can hear that.
I've been you hear all the tapping, you hear all that. Yeah, and it's going to be on a recording, too. Thanks a lot. She ruined it. Thank you. So,
nice.
I've been watching Invincible, of course. They aired a new episode yesterday. And it's good. I like it. I'm still enjoying it. I actually sat down last night. Stop making all the noise. You're making out too much noise. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm trying to put back on my headphones.
What? You know what? I'm not even. Anyways, so last night I sat down and I watched. I was got on YouTube and I went kind of like down a rabbit hole because I was waiting for some people to stop roller skating or whatever they were doing. Whole nother story. Anyways, so. I watched a couple YouTube videos on the comic book, you know, difference between the comic book of Invincible and the in the new TV show Invincible, and it's a few. Of course, they did some character changes, gender swaps, and all that because you know they naturally do that stuff in these type of shows. all the characters seem to have like fascinating backstories though, like that go deep. I think the guy doing the video said like it was 143 issues of the show Invincible. So Invincible ran a long time in the comics. I imagine it ended right now the way he was talking. So it was I went down that rabbit hole. So I've been watching that. And yesterday I got in some online gaming with my childhood friend. He called me up, he was off, and I don't do online gaming. He was like, hey man, let's play some games, you know. And I'm like, oh okay, you know. So we got into some stuff, some NBA 2K. Yeah, I never had played one of those games. We actually played some Avengers.
I was mocking you.
I'm not paying attention to you right now. You're making too much noise.
I'm sorry. I'm really antsy today.
I know. So we played Avengers, and man, Avengers is kind of fun when you play it with some people. Like I played it by myself, and I made it pretty far. I mean, I had got most of the Avengers assembled, but all my progress got erased, I guess, from the PS4 to the PS5 swap over. All my progress was erased, so I started from scratch. Really? So I had to start from scratch, and so we got online. So I was like a level one running around with him, and you know, it was me and him in a party, and then two other randos, as they call them. And
randos,
yeah, just random people, we didn't know them. And one dude, it was kind of funny though. So like me and him in a party chat, right? Yeah. So we're talking, and then he's like, oh, one guy wants to get in our chat, like he wants to chat. So he turns on the chat, and this is why I don't play online with people. He goes, man, he might be cool, you know, let's check it out. So he turns on the chat, and this dude goes, man, y'all gay. and he quits the game, like leaves the party. Yeah. And I was like, you know what, that's why I don't I'm not gonna sit here and be abused by a 12-year-old.
It was a kid.
Yeah, you know, it was a kid. And I, you know, not that, you know, being called gay is an insult or anything, but it's just random.
Why?
It was very random. It's like, why? Yeah, he just gets on, man. He goes, as soon as he gets on, nah, hi, how you doing? Hey, man, what y'all, you know, what's the plan for the mission? Because we're in mid,
like
we're
a doing, little 12-year-old.
Yeah, like, yeah, we're doing a mission. He's like, man, y'all gay. And like cuts it off. Like, what? Like, what are we doing? So that's why I don't mess around with online. I, like I said, I was just talking to my friend. I'm not sure I'm ready to hop on with just random people, because, man, people are just out there with some of the stuff that,
yeah, but some of the people you do meet online are pretty cool, but like you just gotta find, I mean, that's one bad experience or like one questionable
my first
experience.
And only bad experience. I remember a long time ago, like, fool, this is a while back, PlayStation 4 online was completely free, and I had got, I think it was maybe a Black Ops game or something, I don't know. But I said, man, I'm going to get in online. Every time I try to get in online, something happens. So I hop on, and all you hear is these little kids just dropping F-bombs left and right. You know, get this A and F this and F. I was like, whoa, okay, I'm out of here. I can't. Like, you could tell these kids were little, like, not, you know, these weren't adults. These are little kids just dropping F-bombs left and right. And I don't think the rules were, I'm not even sure what the rules are now, but I'm pretty sure they're more strenuous than they were back then, you know. And I don't think that, you know, I think it was like the Wild Wild West back then, because man, it was horrible. So that's why I have stayed away from online. But I did play with him, and it was fun. Needless to say, we did not open the party chat to nobody else. We just talked to ourselves. People would join in, you know, drop in and out each match. You know, it'd be me and him, then two random people, and then, you know, then they'll drop out and two other people come in.
Or
the Avengers, you know, the Avengers. You watch me play it, remember? You was like, oh, I like her story. Kamala Khan, whatever. Yeah, he's like, oh, I like her story, daddy, please keep playing, da da da,
because so, I was bored.
I don't know, so I might, if my progress from the campaign transfers over to my online, like, you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
then I will continue to play the campaign. Does because
it? Did you check that?
I don't know. I'm going to check it out because I don't know how that works. If like if I level up in the campaign, does it transfer over to when I play online? Because if it does, then I might continue to play the campaign just so next time I jump in with him, I'm like, you know, a level, you know, 30 and he, you know, he's below me and, you know, I can get on there and really kick some behind, you know. So I'm checking in to see how that works. Or do you have to continue to play online to keep leveling up? But yeah, it was fun as long as you're playing with somebody. But I don't know, playing by myself, it just seems really stiff and I don't know. I just wasn't getting into it playing by myself, but playing with him online was pretty cool. So we played that. Then we played this cool game. It's been out for a long time, I think. But it was free on PlayStation. I think it might have been a Plus game this month or last month. I don't remember. But it's called Army of Dead 4.
Army of Dead 4?
Yeah, it's a zombie shooter. And man, it was fun. It was pretty fun. It has a campaign mode too I might check out. But it was pretty fun. We was playing the Horde mode co-op. And it was really, really fun. It was me and him. And then a third guy joined who we didn't know, another random guy. And man, it's just killing zombies and loading your guns and, you know, helping each other out, med packs. It was really good. No, not State of Decay. State of Decay is like you have to feed yourself. Yeah.
No. Like I mean, like the
no
like, go through rounds. Or?
Yeah, kind of like yeah. Your online. Remember, you used to play online State of Decay. Yeah. It was kind of like that. Only this level we played took place in like a sewer. It was crazy. But, you know, a zombie comes, you get like a, you know, cool chainsaws, shotguns, but you got to keep reloading, you know, you got to like get the ammo and it was pretty good. We really was enjoying that. So we played that for a while. But yeah, so I played online. And I was having fun, but I guess I just have to find friends to play with. You know, like I had bad experience because I was just jumping in with random people. So I guess
yeah,
I
maybe
just,
you shouldn't. Do that.
yeah I guess I shouldn't do that. So like you know, it just, you know, we just have to find keep it close, you know, people I know, playing with people I know, you know, and everything like that.
But
so
you,
I might do
like
I might do
say,
more
like,
online
you can't
gaming
meet cool people online.
I'm it sure you can cool. I'm sure you can, but I just never haven't met any yet. Oh, another bad experience I had. I remember when The Division came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing The Division, like I was trying to play it by myself, and then I think it was IGN or something. They were like, The Division is best played in teams. If you can get online and team up with others, you know, that's the best play to play The Division. Talk about The Division 1, right? So I get on there, right? And then so I have my headphones on or whatever. So I get on there. So the game loads up. I'm following everybody else going to the mission or whatever. And then one of the kids or something did something. You know, you can't pause those online games. You got to keep going. There's no pause in them. So they were doing something. So I had turned to see about the kid or whatever. So they left me. Like, you know, the team ran off and left me. So all you heard on the mic was, where's that dude at? Where's the guy? Who is that? I think his microphone's off. He probably can't hear. Man, this is stupid. Then they start calling me names. And then I wanted to speak up and be like, hey, you don't know me, and talk back. But then I realized why. Because I don't know them. So I just logged off and kept playing by myself. Because it was, yeah. So I haven't had good experience playing with random, trying to be friends and influence others online. But I think the way I'm going to have to go about it is, you know, people I actually talk to offline, just, you know, if they game, get with them. If I want to continue to have some kind of online presence playing games. But anyway, that's what I've been doing. Last thing I want to touch on real quick, going back to anime a little bit, is about Crunchyroll adding 86 dubbed animes. You know, I'm all about that dubbed anime.
Yeah,
and I'm all about that dubbed anime. I love it. I'm glad Crunchyroll did this. I'm definitely going to check into it and see what animes were dubbed. I do have Crunchyroll, I think, downloaded on something from a while back, or I got it from some free or code. I don't remember, but I got it. And, yeah, so I'll definitely be checking out these dubbed anime to see what they are. And if it's anything good or worth watching in there, I will be watching it. So yeah, happy. Shout out to Crunchyroll. So anyway, what else? Got anything else before we get out of here?
Nope, not at all.
All right. So that's it.
What time we got left? We can talk about something.
No, we're done. I'm finished. You've been checked. I think you checked out a long time ago.
I did not check out.
I think you checked out a long time ago.
I think I've been a little bit scatterbrained this whole entire
time. Yeah, I don't know. I think you were done a while back. But thanks everybody for listening. Once again, catch us across all platforms, Audio Oddity Podcast. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it, Em. Unless you got something to add, that's it. We're done. Another week down.
Okay.
Did you say get skis?
What? I don't know what that means. Get skis.
Bye, everybody.